We know we need help, but we don't really know what to ask for. Trying to help, we actually make it worse for people going through the worst time in their lives. Our best intentions come out garbled. It's not our fault. We all want to feel loved and supported in our times of grief, and we all want to help those we love. The problem is, we've been taught the wrong way to do it. Our culture sees grief as a kind of malady, a terrifying, messy emotion that needs to be cleaned up and put behind us as soon as possible. As a result, we have outdated beliefs around how long grief should last and what it should look like. We see it as something to overcome, something to fix rather than something to tend or support. Even our clinicians are trained to see grief as a disorder rather than a natural response to deep loss. When the professionals don't know how to handle grief, the rest of us can hardly be expected to respond with skill and grace. There's a gap, a great divide between what we most want and where we are now. The tools we currently have for dealing with grief are not going to bridge that gap. Our cultural and professional ideas about what grief should look like keep us from carrying ourselves inside grief, and they keep us from being able to support those we love. Even worse, those outdated ideas add unnecessary suffering on top of natural, normal pain. There is another way. Since Matt's death, I've worked with thousands of grieving people through my website, Refuge in Grief. I've spent the past years acquiring expertise about what truly helps during the long slog of grief. Along the way, I've established myself as a nationally known leading voice not only in grief support, but in a more compassionate, skillful way of relating to one another. My theories on grief, vulnerability, and emotional literacy have been drawn from my own experience and the stories and experiences of the thousands of people trying their best to make their way through the landscape of grief. From grieving people themselves, and from friends and family members struggling to support them, I've identified the real problem. Our culture simply hasn't taught us how to come to grief with the skills needed to be truly helpful. If we want to care for one another better, we have to rehumanize grief. We have to talk about it. We have to understand it as a natural, normal process rather than something to be shunned, rushed, or maligned. We have to start talking about the real skills needed to face the reality of living a life entirely changed by loss. It's Okay That You're Not Okay provides a new way of looking at grief. A new model offered not by some professor locked up in an office studying grief, but by someone who's lived it. I've been inside that grief. I've been the person howling on the floor, unable to eat or to sleep, unable to tolerate leaving the house for more than a few minutes at a time. I've been on the other side of the clinician's couch, on the receiving end of outdated and wholly irrelevant talk of stages and the power of positive thinking. I've struggled with the physical aspects of grief, like memory loss, cognitive changes, anxiety, and found tools that help. With a combination of my clinical skills and my own experience, I learned the difference between solving pain and tending to pain. I learned firsthand why trying to talk someone out of their grief is both hurtful and entirely different from helping them to live with their grief. This book provides a path to rethink our relationship with grief. It encourages readers to see their grief as a natural response to death and loss, rather than an aberrant condition needing transformation. By shifting the focus from grief as a problem to be solved to an experience to be tended, we give the reader what we most want for ourselves: understanding, compassion, validation, and a way through the pain. It's Okay That You're Not Okay shows readers how to live with skill and compassion during their grief, but it isn't just a book for people in pain. This book is about making things better for everyone. All of us are going to experience deep grief or loss at some point in our lives. All of us are going to know someone living great loss. Loss is a universal experience. In a world that tells us that grieving the death of someone you love is an illness needing treatment, this book offers a different perspective. A perspective that encourages us to re-examine our relationship with love, loss, heartbreak, and community. If we can start to understand the true nature of grief, we can have a more helpful, loving, supportive culture. We can get what we all most want: to help each other in our moments of need, to feel loved and supported no matter what horrors erupt in our lives.